Bathing, said Ralph. That's the only thing to do. Piggy was inspecting the looming sky through his glass.
I don't like the clouds. Remember how it rained just after we landed?
Going to rain again. Ralph dived into the pool. A couple of little uns were playing at the edge, trying to extract comfort from a wetness warmer than blood. Piggy took off his glasses, stepped primly into the water, and then put them on again. Ralph came to the surface and squirted a jet of water at him.
Mind my specs, said Piggy. If I get water on the glass, I got to get out and clean them.
Ralph squirted again and missed. He laughed at Piggy, expecting him to retire meekly, as usual, and in pained silence. Instead, Piggy beat the water with his hands.
Stop it! He shouted. Do you hear?
Furiously, he drove the water into Ralph's face.
All right, said Ralph. Keep your hair on.
Piggy stopped beating the water.
I got a pain in my head. I wish the air was cooler.
I wish the rain would come.
I wish we could go home.
Piggy lay back against the sloping sand side of the pool. His stomach protruded and the water dried on it. Ralph squirted up at the sky. One could guess at the movement of the sun by the progress of a light patch among the clouds. He knelt in the water and looked round.
Where's everybody?
Piggy sat up.
Perhaps they're lying in the shelter.
Where's Sam Narrick and Bill? Piggy pointed beyond the platform.
That's where they've gone. Jack's party.
Let them go, said Ralph uneasily. I don't care.
Just for some meat.
And for hunting, said Ralph wisely. And for pretending to be a tribe and putting on war paint. Piggy stirred the sand underwater and did not look at Ralph.
Perhaps we ought to go too.
Ralph looked at him quickly and Piggy blushed.
I mean, to make sure nothing happens.
Ralph squirted water again. Long before Ralph and Piggy came up with Jack's lot, they could hear the party. There was a stretch of grass in a place where the palms left a wide band of turf between the forest and the shore. Just one step down from the edge of the turf was the white, blown sand of above high water, warm, dry, trodden. Below that again was a rock that stretched away towards the lagoon. Beyond was a short stretch of sand, and then the edge of the water. A fire burned on a rock, and fat dripped from the roasting pig meat into the invisible flames. All the boys of the island, except Piggy, Ralph, Simon, and the two tending the pig, were grouped on the turf. They were laughing, singing, lying, squatting, or standing on the grass, holding food in their hands. But to judge by the greasy faces, the meat-eating was almost done, and some held coconut shells in their hands and were drinking from them. Before the party had started, a great log had been dragged into the centre of the lawn, and Jack, painted and garlanded, sat there like an idol. There were piles of meat on green leaves near him, and fruit, and coconut shells full of drink.